Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to jazz duos that include Mal Waldron, Rand Blake, Gene Lee, Max Roach, and other artists in an interlocking manner. It's Duets, 2 Degrees of Separation, coming up on Nightlights. That was soprano saxophonist Steve Lacy and pianist Mal Waldron performing Duke Ellington's Sempre Amore from their 1986 Soul Note album of the same name, one of many collaborations that Waldron and Lacy recorded. Duets, 2 degrees of separation is the theme of this edition of Nightlights. A few years ago, John Gua wrote a play, later made into a movie, called 6 degrees of separation that took its title from a theory first proposed by a Hungarian short story writer in 1929 that any person on the planet can be connected to another person through a chain of acquaintances that has no more than 5 intermediaries. A number of people have tried to kind of prove this scientifically over the years. Guar's play also helped to inspire the game 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, in which the prolific actor can be linked to almost anybody else who ever appeared in the movies as well. Recently, I decided to devote a Nightlights program to duets, and I was struck by how many of the artists that I was selecting also appeared on other jazz duet albums. So during this program, you'll be hearing Steve Lacy and Mal Waldron, then Mal Waldron and Gene Lee, then Gene Lee and Rand Blake, and we'll go all the way up to a conclusion with Dizzy Gillespie and Max Roach. Here's Mal Waldron and Steve Lacy with Duke Ellington's To the Bitter on Nightlights. Thank you.
Straight ahead, the road keeps winding. Narrow, wet, and dimly lit. Vainly looking for a crossroad. Where a weary soul can sit. Lost and needing some direction, dodging ruts along the way, bumpy road confuse a body. Lead a trusting soul astray. For some the road is smooth and easy, traveling high without a care. But if you got to use a back road, straight ahead can lead nowhere. So on this road you've got a problem getting where you want to go. Speed limit almost down to nothing. Straight ahead, but if they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, that the world would never forget. And the simple, simple secret of the plot would be to tell them that I love you a lot. And the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers of friends. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Dum 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 d me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, that the world would never forget, and the simple secret of the plot would be to tell them that I love you a lot, and the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers, how to make two love, make two lovers of friends.
Pianist Mal Waldron and vocalist Gene Lee with the Rodgers and Hart song I Could Write a Book from their 1994 Universal album After Hours. For that, we also heard Waldron and Lee performing a song that was co-written by Mal Waldron with singer Abby Lincoln. That was Straight Ahead. And we started off that set with Waldron and soprano saxophonist Steve Lacy doing Duke Ellington's To the Bitter from their 1986 Soul Note album, Sempre Amore. 2 degrees of separation is the theme of this edition of Nightlights, jazz duets that are kind of put together in interlocking sets. And we were just listening to vocalist Gene Lee, who first met pianist Rand Blake when she was a dance student at Bard College. They formed a duo in the early 1960s and recorded and toured together. We'll hear a couple tracks now from their 1962 debut LP, The Newest Sound Around, starting off with Evil Blues on Nightlights.
Woke up this morning, feeling mighty bad. Baby said good morning, hell, it made me mad because I'm evil as a gal can be. Made me some breakfast, brought it to my bed, took a sip of coffee, threw the cup at his head, 'cause I'm evil. Downright evil, evil as a gal. Evil as a gal can.
then the tears begin to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet lover man comes to call. When Sunny gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness like the wind that stirs the tree. When that starts, the leaves are swaying like some violin were playing, weird and haunting melodies. People used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. That's how she got her name. Since that sad affair, she's lost her smile, changed her style. Somehow she's not the same. But memories will fade, pretty dreams will rise where the other dream fell through. So hurry new love, hurry here, and brush away each lonely tear, and hold her near when Sunny gets blue.
Vocalist Gene Lee with When Sunny Gets Blue from the 1962 LP, The Newest Sound Around, accompanied there by pianist Rand Blake. Before that, we heard Blake and Lee doing Evil Blues, and we cheated just a bit. They were augmented there by George DeVivier on bass. Gene Lee, who was a very talented singer who always remained pretty much in the cult singer category. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Nightlights.
Thank you.
Duets, 2 degrees of separation is the theme of this edition of Nightlights, jazz duets from interlocking sets of artists. We just heard from singer Gene Lee and pianist Rand Blake before the break, and now we're going to hear Blake paired with the legendary Anthony Braxton. Braxton and Blake, both known as avant-garde figures in one way or another, and there are so many avant-garde players who have a real love and appreciation for standards, and many have often eventually committed that love to record. The Blake Braxton date was very much a product of circumstances. It was pretty much a spontaneous event that grew out of both musicians being present at a 1988 Vienna Jazz Festival. They did this session, and the results came out nearly 10 years later on the Hatology label. We'll start off with another Mal Waldron composition, Soul Eyes, from Rand Blake and Anthony Braxton on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
Saxophonist Anthony Braxton and pianist Ran Blake doing the Miles Davis composition 4 from their 1988 recording A Memory of Vienna, which came out on the Hatology label. Before that, we heard Braxton and Blake doing the Mal Waldron composition Soul Eyes. Anthony Braxton, who I think has literally been on hundreds of recordings throughout his career since the late 1960s, certainly no stranger to duets. In September of 1978, he did a recording with drummer Max Roach. And Roach, who had also done duet performances and recordings with avant-garde jazz giant Cecil Taylor, we'll hear now from the Roach-Braxton collaboration Birth and Rebirth. This is Soft Shoe on Nightlights.
Thank you.
drummer Max Roach and saxophonist Anthony Braxton with Tropical Forest and Soft Shoe from their 1978 recording Birth and Rebirth. They were so pleased with the results that they did a follow-up LP the next year. We'll close with Max Roach's 1989 concert collaboration with fellow bebop-era musician Dizzy Gillespie. In Alan Shipton's Dizzy Gillespie biography, he says that apart from a hurried warm-up at their hotel, the two had had no time to work out anything in advance. Max Roach recalled, "Dizzy got in town just prior to us going to the concerts, and they were making a film as well. All the events that were happening related to Bastille Day, and since we were all part of this whole year celebration, the cameras were rolling and people were constantly asking us questions. So we barely had a moment alone together to talk about this, except on the day of the concert when the car picked us up. We got in together and looked at each other, and Diz said, 'There's no piano and no bass.' He said, 'What about the changes?' I explained to him how things had worked with Anthony Braxton, and not that he didn't conceive of it or know of it. Dizzy is so wonderful. He's really like a fox. He said, 'Oh, you mean I'm free?'" Max Roach and Dizzy Gillespie with Bastille Day on Nightlights. That's Max Roach and Dizzy Gillespie with Underground from their Paris 1989 CD. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Jason Stahl and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs on our website at www.wfiu.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.